Hello, I'm Mark Mallett. This is the Now Word for March 16th, 2016. Our Lenten retreat continues now into day 31, and today we look at the goal of prayer. Now, I have to laugh because I'm the last person I would have ever imagined to be speaking about prayer. Growing up, I was hyper, constantly moving, always ready to play. I had a hard time sitting still at Mass, and books, to me, were a waste of good playtime. So by the time I graduated from high school, I'd probably read less than 10 books in my whole life. And while I did read the Bible, the prospect of sitting down and praying for any length of time was challenging, to say the least. Well, when I was only 7 years old, I was introduced to the notion of a personal relationship with Jesus. I grew up with family prayer, with parents who deeply loved the Lord and who wove Christianity through everything we did. But it wasn't until I left home that I realized how utterly weak, prone to sin, and helpless I was to change myself. And that's when a friend of mine began to speak about the interior life, the spirituality of the saints, and this personal call from God to union with Him. I began to see that a personal relationship with God was far more than just going to Mass on Sunday. It required my personal time and attention to Him so that I could learn to hear His voice and let Him love me. In a word, it demanded that I begin to take my spiritual life seriously and pray. For as the Catechism teaches, prayer is the living relationship of the children of God with their Father. If there's no prayer, there's no relationship. Well, as I did begin to take my prayer life seriously, a new joy and peace that I'd never experienced before began to fill my heart. Suddenly, new wisdom and understanding of the Scriptures filled my mind, and my eyes were opened to subtle evils that I had previously glossed over. And my somewhat wild nature, well, yeah, that began to be tamed too. This is all to say that if I have learned to pray, anybody can pray. God says in Deuteronomy, I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore, choose life. Well, since the Catechism teaches that prayer is the life of the new heart, then choose prayer. I say this because each day we have to choose God, to choose Him over everything else, to seek first His kingdom, and that includes choosing to spend time with Him. At first, prayer may be a joy for you. It was for me. But there will be times when it's not, times when it will be dry, difficult, and displeasing. But I have found that those times, even if they last for a good while, never last forever. He allows us to experience desolation in prayer as long as needed, so that our faith in Him is tested and purified. And He allows us to taste His consolations whenever needed, so that we'll be renewed and strengthened. And the Lord is always faithful, never allowing us to be tried beyond our strength. And so, remember that as pilgrims, we are always traveling through spiritual mountains. If you're on a peak, remember that a valley will come. And if you're in a valley, you will eventually come to a peak. One day after a period of desolation, Jesus said to St. Faustina, My daughter, during the weeks when you neither saw me nor felt my presence, I was more profoundly united to you than at times when you experienced ecstasy. And the faithfulness and fragrance of your prayer have reached me. Afterwards, St. Faustina said, My soul became flooded with God's consolation. And so, my brothers and sisters, keep before you the goal of prayer, its purpose. And it's not to get your prayers done, so to speak, a race to get through your rosary, a mad rush to skim through your prayer book, or a dash to whip off a devotion. Rather, as the Catechism says, Christian prayer should go further to the knowledge of the love of the Lord Jesus, to union with Him. One Hail Mary, prayed with the heart, is more powerful than 50 prayed without. So if you begin to pray a psalm, for example, and three sentences in, you sense God's presence, His reassurance, or you hear a word of knowledge in your heart, then stay there in that place and linger with Him. There are times where I'll begin to pray a rosary or the divine office, and it's 2 hours later that I finally finish because the Lord wanted to speak to my heart words of love in between the beads. He wanted to teach me more than what was written on the page, and that's okay. If Jesus rang the doorbell and said, "Can I speak with you for a moment?" I mean, you wouldn't say, "Give me 15 minutes. I'll just finishing my prayers here." No, in that moment, you have reached your goal. And the goal, says St. Paul, is that the Father may grant you, in accord with the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with power through His Spirit in the inner self, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the holy ones what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Yes, so that your heart, like a hot air balloon, may expand to contain more and more of God. And so, as we said earlier in the retreat, don't be your own judge of your interior progress. It's been discovered that tree roots during the freeze of the winter grow far more than we had originally realized. Well, so too, the soul that remains rooted and grounded in prayer will grow interiorly in ways that they may not yet perceive. And so don't be discouraged if your prayer life seems stagnant. To pray is an act of faith. To pray when you don't feel like praying is an act of love, and love never fails. My spiritual director once said to me, "Mark, if 50 times during prayer you become distracted, but 50 times you turn back to the Lord and begin to pray again, that's 50 acts of love for God that may be more meritorious in His eyes than a single undistracted prayer." And so the Catechism says, "One makes time for the Lord with the firm determination not to give up, no matter what trials and dryness one may encounter." And so, my friends, it may seem to you that the balloon of your heart is not filling up as fast as you like. I understand that. I get that. So tomorrow, we'll talk about more foundational principles of prayer that I am certain will help you begin to fly heavenward. In summary, then, the goal of prayer is knowledge of the love of Jesus and union with Him that will come by way of perseverance and determination. As Jesus said, "Ask, and it will be given you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him?"